Okay, yeah, so this video I want to make about I always keep coming across, whether it's like on like online or in person or hanging out with friends or something like that, I always hear the same constant thing of well, if a man wanted her, if a man wants a woman, then he will pursue her. And if he doesn't pursue her, then that means he doesn't like her. You see, and I honestly get like annoyed with that because, see, okay, first off, honestly, genuinely speaking, those women have probably never genuinely had what they would call a high value man. Okay, a man who has options. Okay, a man who really has other things he can't do. Because see, women who are stuck in that, and a lot of women get stuck in this mentality. The whole concept of if a man likes you, then he'll pursue you. And if he doesn't pursue you, then that means he doesn't like you. Well, see, like, and from my standpoint on it, my thing is this. If a man, and I'm talking more about myself, if a man genuinely has a lot of options, and he's like genuinely like a higher value male. He has options in life. He has different, ways of getting to what he wants, stuff like that. No high value man is going to put all his eggs in one basket in pursuing the woman. No man who is high value is going to do that. High value people do not put all their eggs in one basket. You see what I'm saying? Some fools do. People who have no options do, typically people of lower value, they'll sit up and do that. But like, see, men of higher value do not, they're not going to do that. Like, sources of income is going to come from three or four different sources of income. You see, I'm not sitting up waiting on one source of income to come through because I have options in it, you see? And same thing with dealing with women. See, usually, like I say, usually you can tell the women who are mentally stuck. And a lot of times those women are going to be the women who are going to be on the carousel their entire life. Women who, like I said, women who are like, around my age bracket, I'm 33. So women who are, late 20s and above, those women usually end up on the cock carousel for the rest of their lives because their brains just never grew out of it. You see, because people who are of value, you have to come to them. You see what I'm saying? Like, they don't come to you. You see, like, how many times have you heard of Microsoft looking out to find, they're coming to you. You ain't even applied there yet. Then they come to you, offer you a job. How often does that? You see, like, it really does. It doesn't happen off because, like I said, Microsoft has options. It's a high value place. It has options. They'll wait for you to come apply to them before they say anything. And you know what Microsoft is. You see what I'm saying? Like that's what it is. But see, like women, it's really funny. It's funny, sad, and frustrating, honestly, in my opinion, to just watch women operate because they have no proper foundational logic. Their foundational logic is built off of them being taught that they're desirable simply because they're a woman, which works in their younger years. But when they start getting older, it just doesn't work that way. It really doesn't work that way. And like, I'm thinking about one girl right now. We're similar in age, and I talked to her cousin, and she's going through it being single. And she's a good looking girl, man. She has a daughter that's like 15, 16, and when you stand them up next to each other, you can't tell which one's the daughter and which one's the mom. That's how great her genetics are. She's a great looking girl, man. But she's going through it because she's at 35, and her foundational logic is just so distorted, she can't even begin to see, 10% of reality. And she's mad because it was the same story that happens every time with women 27 and above. They think they're too good for all the men who want them, and all the men who want them don't go anywhere near her. Or may at best use her for a one-night stand and then, never call her again. And she's stuck in it. And it doesn't matter how good they look a lot of times. unless they're like the only time that looking good can still work in their favor after 30 is if they live in small towns. That's the only time. But like when said, because men, will just slowly adjust to what they have around them. Now, with me, I live in Prague. I live in a major city. Like, once you get back to major cities, you know, like, well, I'm from Ohio, but Cincinnati, I would call Cincinnati a major city. Cincinnati, Prague, New York City, Los Angeles, you know, these types of places, Vegas, these types of places. Oh, once they hit, they're on the chopping block after 28. You see, but see, the thing is, like, when they can see that they can't keep up, but like their brains, like I say before in videos, women's brains pretty much stop growing around 16. And that's what she's going to be for the rest of her life. It's just going to be covered up in slightly different ways and explained slightly differently. You know, she'll dress things up a little differently, maybe a little cleaner, a little nicer, you know, a little more proper. But at the core, when you get all of them home, they all have the mentality of 16-year-olds. It just is. Their brains don't mature anymore. You see, because I forget who said this, but I think it was Patrice O'Neill or it was Likas. One of them said that women grow and they grow quicker than men. But as soon as women find out that they're sexually attractive to men, all mental growth stops because in a woman's brain, they have reached their final goal in life. Their final destination in life is to be desirable by men. And once they reach that goal, like their biological code says, fuck that other shit. We've made it. That's it. They don't care about philosophy or anything like that. They don't give a fuck about philosophy. You know, thought that goes towards bettering yourself as a human. They don't care about that. And usually they won't begin to care about it again until they realize that desirability is starting to dwindle. Usually in their late 20s. That's when they start getting these self-help books. They start going to, you know, being in the audience of Steve Harvey. Watch those shows like Steve Harvey and what's those other, you know, shows made for dumb, worn-out hoes. Shows like that. See, you never see young, hot women in there. You never see young, hot women in the audience. See, those shows are made for women who are falling off in life. The Steve Harvey show... I don't watch a lot of television. I used to, but I don't watch it much. But you know what I mean? Like those shows, those daytime television shows, look at those and pay attention to people in those crowds, in the audience. You're not going to see young, hot 20-year-olds very often, you see? Because the young, hot 20-year-olds, those shows are made for, those shows are pretty much self-help books for women. It fits that whole self-help thing for them. So they have to go there to get self-help, you see. And the reason why they have to get self-help is because, see, when they were 20, they completely bypassed any philosophy, you know, any philosophers, any reasonings of life, why exist, things like that. See, that thought process is much too deep for a woman's brain to handle. Because once they have to think that deeply into it, then they have to soon become aware that, oh, I was, you know, they become aware of pretty much how generally unlikable and how lovable they are in a relation to the universe. And that the only thing that they're really getting by with is the costume of being a 20-year-old woman. That's pretty much the only thing that gets them over and makes them desirable by default. You see, they didn't earn any of it. They could probably, you know, earn, they can manipulate with a little makeup and a little bit of hair, but they did like genuinely earn it. Like as somebody said before, when men have to become and women just are, that's it. And like I say before, so like women, like it is a good thing. I mean, I think it's a benefit that they are born into it, but my thoughts on women being born into life as women, it's almost the same as a child star, in my opinion, right? Because child stars, they're relatively born into being wanted and being accepted, and everybody likes them. Everybody wants to see them, and they're at TV shows. People want to take pictures with them. And child stars are the equivalent of women on a whole, because they pretty much go the same track. Once those child stars grow up, they usually mutate into something completely different. Nobody is looking at them anymore. And a lot of times they end up just strung out looking how to get more attention again. A lot of them, after they've grown up, their bodies have mutated. They don't look like what they used to before. And it was a, like Frankie Lyman. That's an old dude, but Frankie Lyman is a good example. He was one of those. He was one of those young music stars, I think like in the 50s, maybe 50s, 60s. And when he grew up, he just grew up and he went and tried to get another job singing. He was a singer. He tried to get another job singing. And the man was like, look, you grown up. Don't nobody want to see a 30-year-old man singing 8-year-old songs. Like you're done. And the dude ended up hooked on drugs, like, you know, pretty much on the carousel of life. Whatever would take him, he'd just hop on that 15 seconds and hop off and hop on a new thing until he just died, you know, of drug overdose. I think it was a drug overdose. And that's the same thing how a lot of women do. Unless they few women wake up and they say, look, I don't have all this time to do all this. I might look good now, but what's going to happen in 10 years? Some women have that cow outlook. Like when the cows are getting slaughtered and some of them go, moo, I'm not getting slaughtered. And then they take off and go to a direction. It's the same thing with women. Some of them do it and they get married and they just sit down and, you know, and they exist in the marriage and, you know, because they know the alternative is going to be much worse in reality. And others, when they're young and like the friend I told you about earlier, his cousin, who has a 15, 16-year-old daughter, and both of them look like identical type of thing. Like, it doesn't matter what they look like. Like, they just age out. You see what I'm saying? And that girl I was telling you about, she is just, like, she's going through it. And when you look at her, you'd be like, I don't believe it. Like, I can't believe this woman cannot keep a man. And see, like, that's another thing you have to look at with women. Don't look at how pretty they are. Look at their abilities to keep a man. You see what I'm saying? If they can't keep a man around them, there's a reason why. Okay, I don't care how pretty that single mother is. I don't care how fat her ass is, how big her tits are. There's a reason why no man stays around her. You see, there's a reason why. And it's usually of no benefit to you, okay? Because usually it's either, every now and then you'll meet a girl who, you know, her husband died, then her next husband died, then her next, that happens. Those are anomalies. But for the most part, If a woman is looking good in her 30s and is single, it's usually because either one, she can't settle with a man. No man can ever fit her requirements. No man can, because she's created this mythological man in her head. Or two, she's so crazy, no man wants to stay around her. It's usually one of the two. Now, every now and then, there's a woman who gets with a guy and he dies in a biking accident. Then the next guy she gets with, he dies of lung cancer. Then the next guy, he gets hit by a truck. It happens. But it's not the norm. The norm is usually, like I said before. I will place it in the three categories with women who look good and they're single pretty much past 27, 28. It's usually three categories. The first category, she realized her values dropped, so she's just the town whore and will just have sex with anything to get that validation, right? The town whore. That's the one group. So no, and men know her, so they don't. Any man who knows her doesn't go anywhere near that. Two, there's the accomplished woman, right? She accomplished. She has her master's degree. She earns, you know, six figures a year, and she has a nice house. And see, the accomplished woman thinks that she's always too good for everybody that likes her because she wants a man who's better than her. But she can't see that she's simply aged out and men don't care about her accomplishments. So she spends the rest of her life like Nicole Scherzinger. She spends the rest of her life wearing $1,000 Gucci shoes and, you know, and crying herself to sleep every night online and then knocking herself out with Ambien so she can sleep. And then waking up on Lexapro and all those other medications just to keep herself from committing suicide because her life has lost all value, even though she has relative value, what she thought, you know, what men would call valuable. She has no culture value, you see. And then there's the third one. See, the third one is the woman. Now, she may not be accomplished. She may not have any education. She may not have a lot of money. The third one is the case where she was hot at 20, and guys, she had moved up so far in the dating market at 20 to where she was at the point where she could wear a tight dress and some heels and skyrocket in tax bracket of men. Like, She only has the qualifications to work at McDonald's, but since she looks how she looks in this dress, she's sucking dudes' dicks who's making six figures and driving Ferraris, right? And she got used to that culture for, you know, 5-10 years. And then when she aged out, she's so calibrated for that culture that like regular men just don't do anything for her. So she's secret, like, so she's stuck in this miserable mid-ground of kind of like how the friend of mine's the cousin is. She's used to being treated like as royalty, but she no longer has what it takes to request that royalty and actually get it because she's just aged out. She cannot be that bad looking, but she's just mentally older, and it comes out in her actions with qualified men that she's desperate. She's trying to tie down a man, and those men aren't trying to be tied down by a washed up piece of junk. You see, now every now and then, like with the washed up pieces of junk, let's say, and I might, some people might disagree with me on this, but perfect example. If you remember that girl, Vita Guerrera, that Spanish chick from like the early 2000s, who had that fat ass. Vita Guerrera was a Spanish girl, was a Spanish model who had the best body on the planet. Like this was before, Instagram and fake butts and all these injections came around. She had like her ass was unbelievable back then. And you look at it now, it's times have changed. Asses have gotten bigger, you know, blah, blah, blah. But back then oh my gosh, she was just perfect. See, this was a little after Jennifer Lopez. See, Jennifer Lopez was the original, like hot, exotic, huge ass woman. She was the original, and Jennifer, like, times move on. Jennifer Lopez, she slowly faded out. She was, you know, she was still sexy, you know, the sexy Latino woman, but she was slow, and people got used to seeing her, so she was dying out. Then Vita Guerrera came out, and the thing was, see, Vita Guerrera was just strictly a model. She didn't do anything else. All she did was just stand there and just arch her leg and back a little bit. You'd be like, fuck, like, but now Vita Guerrera, I don't know if you guys know, but because I had Vita Guerrera on Instagram and she tapped out right with that middle ground dude. She married a photographer, you know, because her name is pretty much, you know, gone now. The guys now who are in the dating market, so see, like, they don't know. A lot of guys now don't know who Vita Guerrera was. But I know who Vita Guerrera, what she used to be. And when she aged out, I remember first she tried to do bodybuilding. Like I said, she ended up on the carousel of life, not the cock carousel anymore, but she ended up on the life carousel. Anything that she could get attention for is what she did. So for a while, she started doing bodybuilding and she had these huge muscles and that didn't work out. So then she went, so they just ended up on the carousel. They're on the life carousel and she ended up marrying this photographer, you know, that right in the middle dude, that dude, like he still kind of had connections with higher quality dudes, but he was still in a relative to what she was used to. He was still relatively low quality, but he fit that perfect middle mold of it. And see, this is what like strippers and hookers look for. Strippers, hookers, and whores, they always look for that proper middle guy. You know, the guy who he's just successful enough to where she can live off him and not have to worry about how much gas is in the car, but he's not successful enough to go out there and just pick up random women, you know, on a Friday night because he felt like it. See, like that is the perfect middle ground. Like he has to be just a good enough workhorse to where he can take care of her, but not a good enough workhorse to the point where he can go out there and just pick up random other girls and leave her in the dust. You see, because she has to live off somebody. You see, women don't like, they don't want to work. They really don't want to work. They really don't want to go out there in the world and do any of this shit. They really don't. And see, like, I'm going on side rants, but see, like, because in modern feminism, man, see, this is exactly what's going on with modern feminism, is this. See, the modern feminist, see, you got to understand a woman's nature. Women never like to admit to being wrong about anything. Everywhere on the planet you go, it's the same thing. Women are the same, wherever you go on the planet. I mean, there's small intricacies, but overall, it's the same thing. See, where they found themselves in Western countries is this with feminism. See, feminism is cute when they're 20, because they can just cherry pick what they want out of it to get the benefits. But see, when that real feminism kicks in on them around 30, and it's like, okay, well, you're equal to a man, so you must go out and work like a man, and you must deal with the world's shit like a man, and you must, you know what I'm saying? You must deal with rejection like a man. See, that's when that reality hits them for real. Especially if they didn't, like, you know, grab some beta chunk before. Like, that's when that reality hits them. And see, all women who are feminists now, all of them secretly want to go, okay, we were wrong. We don't want this. Just take it back. See, they really want to do that, but they can't do it because a woman's nature won't allow her to admit she's wrong. So now they're stuck living with it, and they hate it. And they really resent any man who pretends to be a feminist advocate or a male feminist. They resent that man. Like, it's in a woman's nature to please you and tell you, oh yeah, you're doing a good job, we love you, blah, blah, blah. But see, like, she really hates that man. And see, this is why, another thing, this is why no vagina on earth naturally gets aroused by a feminist or a feminist or advocate of feminism. It doesn't. Okay, vaginas get, but I'll tell you this, vaginas naturally get aroused for men who are anti-feminist, and they get aroused for that. They get aroused for a misogynist. The vagina naturally gets wet for that. But that's a whole other topic. But yeah, I went on a huge side rant. But yeah, that whole thing of if a man doesn't pursue you, he doesn't like you, that is a childish woman. That is a woman who, like most of them, they get stuck around 16 years of age of mental development, and they just never grow again. They just never grow because it was their comfort zone of what they knew that worked, and they just grab back. And you can see it. I mean, you can see it in woman's nature just throughout the world. This is why makeup businesses are everywhere. Clothing businesses are everywhere. Hair salons, all because see, everything about a woman is built off her prime years. And her prime years are between 16 to 25. And after 25, the rest of her life will be built on trying to alter her appearance however she can to relive that time period. Everything about it. This is why when they're like 40 and 50, they're still putting on makeup for 3 hours at a time. They're still trying to sound cheerful, blah, blah, blah. Because see, the reason they're doing that is because they're trying to reenact that prime period of life that they had. And they're like, pathetically trying to imitate it, and it's just gone. You see, it's just gone. I mean, it's the same throughout the world. So to go back on the topic of why, okay, they don't really have females. They just don't have a lot of good logic in their head. They just don't, and it's perfectly understandable. I understand why. But see, that whole comment that I always come across this, like, if a man liked a woman, then he should have pursued her. And that's not how this works, okay? It doesn't work like that on any level, on any level of anything. Like Rolex watches. How many times do you see Rolex ads? You don't, because Rolex is a high value. You come to Rolex. Rolex doesn't come to you. You see what I'm saying? But see, like, that's the entitlement, especially Western women, have just polluted their brains with, that they're just so entitled simply because they're women that they think everybody should come to them because they are automatically valuable because they're woman. I'm valuable because I'm woman. And it is just grown to just preposterous proportions of their mentality. And on top of that, it's just so ass backwards that and they'll just end up living their entire lives out like this and end up 45 single because they think that they're still too good to go out there and actually maybe initiate a conversation from time to time. Or you see what I'm saying? Because maybe that high value man that you want, he has other options. So he's not paying you any attention. He may like you, but he's not going to go out his way to, you know, to spend. He's not going to go out his way to deal with you, because in the reality of the whole thing, it's just the reality. In dealing with a woman as a man, all your fun is going to be had in the first relative 15 minutes with her. After that, it's just going to be constant nuisance. It's going to be constant nagging, nuisance, problems. Something needs fixed. Something needs to be taken somewhere. They can't figure something out. Where do I go now? You see what I'm saying? After looking at them being pretty and humping them for an hour, everything after that is just going to be there is no more value after that, unless you just wanted kids with her. There's no more value with it, you see. And women really have to come to that conclusion that there's after using them for strictly being women on an objective level, there's not much. Unless she's like genuinely active and like, you know, she's a genuinely loving. I know one girl is like that now. Unless she's just a genuinely loving woman who, you know, wants to participate, she wants to cook, she wants to clean, she wants to be a partner. You see what I'm saying? Unless she's like that and she's making it openly and clear that she's like this, you don't have to dig this out of her or not, no ridiculous shit like that. Unless she's like open and then she also looks respectively good. Unless she's like that, there's no reason for a man to go out his way and spend any longer than relatively 10 minutes on you. And like, and I hope there's a woman who watches this, because it's just the cold hard facts. After that, it's going to be the man providing for you like a fucking slave horse all the time after that. So who's actually worth anything in this? It's the fucking man. It's not your vagina and your bubble butt. Okay, I can just go buy a bubble butt. You see, if it came to that, I can just go pay a woman $50 to act like she has some sense and suck me off and then leave. You see, we don't have to do this for you. You see, weak beta men have talked themselves into doing it for you because how women are used to their life in that prime, men have gotten used to their life in that worst part of life for men, which is 15 to 25. So a lot of men, they never grow out of that. So this is why those weak beta men keep coming around and doing it. And then they keep validating the woman's brain and thinking, yeah, this is how life should be. And no, it's just the whole game is just completely fucked up and backwards. And I really should write down and like properly graph out everything I'm saying to make more sense. Because I feel like I go on rambling sprees and then it can be hard to follow. I really do. So I really should start writing some of these topics down and properly going through it and hitting up, you know, like as a college professor and hitting up certain section and then segue to a certain section and segue to a certain section. Because there's just so many intricacies as to why, especially Western women, are just so fucked up. It's just unbelievable. And they can't see it because the men have been so fucked up that men are validating them. So everybody thinks it's normal, you see. But the reality comes out in when she wants to get fucked hard, you see. See, those men, those beta men who are chasing you as a woman, if a woman's watching, see, those beta men who do this, you already know. See, those beta men do not fuck you how you want to be fucked. I know it, okay, because I used to be a beta man. I can tell you exactly where my mindset was when I was a beta man. I was afraid to do anything I wanted. I was programmed to think that, okay, whatever I want is wrong. Wait for the woman to tell me what she wants, and then I do exactly that. See, as a beta man, my brain never went to a league of, oh, well, maybe, okay, I'm going to do what I want to do. And since I've studied women, now I know it's women naturally get off to pleasing other people. So if I do what I want, she's going to start pleasing me because she's getting off to me letting loose on her. And then we're just fucking like fucking crazy animals at that point. You see? See, like that's the more alpha mindset when it comes to fucking. Beta men don't have that. Because I said, I used to be a beta man. And I remember when I slowly started coming out of that. I remember when I came out of that. And it was like, it was unbelievable once I now seen and watched how women treated me after that. And did it. You see, this is why beta men don't fuck right. This is why you always have to cheat on a beta man, or you always got to go get a vibrate dildo with a beta man. Like, this is why beta man always has to do foreplay with you. This is why. Okay, because he's so afraid of you. He's so afraid of not pleasing you that it cripples the whole relationship. It's just the reality of it. But yeah, I'm out. I'm almost at 30 minutes. Long rant. I'm going to go into town and go find a classy, a nice dress hat. I have a dress hat from Cincinnati. I only have one nice one, so I want to go get another one. And it's this nice dress hat in Prague that I seen down street from this restaurant I love that serves duck. I don't know if you ever had duck, but duck is delicious. I love duck personally because it's like greasy chicken breast. Because I like chicken, but I don't like chicken breast because it's usually too dry. But it's almost like turkey to me. But like duck is like dark meat chicken breast. I love it. But yeah, that had nothing to do with what I was saying. But have a good day, man.